The World This Week. Business.
A sell-off in tech stocks led to the worst trading period for the Nasdaq since mid-March, at the start of the COVID-19 crisis. Over a few days, the share prices of Amazon, Alphabet, Facebook and Microsoft fell by more than 10% from recent highs. Apple's dropped by 16%. The rout also put a dent in the S&P 500, which fell back from a record close, and other stock markets. Tech companies' share prices have soared this year, far ahead of the rest of the market. Some investors think they are long overdue for a price correction, others that this week was just a blip. SoftBank's share price fell by 7% in a day after it was revealed as the mystery whale making risky bets in tech stocks. The Japanese conglomerate has reportedly placed huge amounts of call options, derivatives that allowed it to buy shares at a set price on a specific date, on companies listed on the Nasdaq. Slack's quarterly earnings disappointed investors. Although revenue was up by 49% year-on-year, the messaging platform has not done as well as other team communication services during the pandemic, such as Zoom, and expects sales to slow this quarter. It also faces an assertive challenge from Microsoft's Teams app. In July, Slack filed an antitrust suit in the EU, accusing Microsoft of unfairly bundling Teams with Office software. It was also a rough week for the oil market. The price of Brent crude slipped below $40 a barrel for the first time since June, after it emerged that Saudi Arabia had reduced its oil rates for Asia and America. The Pentagon confirmed that it was considering adding SMIC, China's biggest chip manufacturer, to a list of companies deemed to be working against America's national security interests. The news that SMIC might be put on the list wiped out almost a quarter of its value on the Hong Kong stock market. It insists it is a purely commercial entity with no ties to the Chinese armed forces. The IPO of Nongfu Spring, a Chinese bottled water company, was a sparkling success on the Hong Kong Stock Exchange. The flotation left its founder, Zhong Shanshan, who left school at 12, as one of China's richest men, with a fortune roughly equal to that of Jack Ma, Alibaba's founder. CaixaBank and Bankia, two banks in Spain, confirmed they were talking about merging, which would create the country's biggest lender.